have two completely different hairs, Shmuzim and the Chazal. Really, the second one is the main one. So we'll say the first one first, and then we'll do the try and second one. You know, in the Parsha, Saras, so there's halacha that a person who has Saras has to go to a Kohen, and the Kohen has to see, look at the Saras to see if it's getting bigger, smaller, if it's Tomei, if it's Torah, the difference among him. The whole, whether or not the Saras is Torah, Tomei, it's determined by what the, how the Kohen decrees. Kohen makes it with his announcement, when it either becomes Tomei or Torah. So the Gemara Medrash says as follows, I'm Rav Levi, Shem Rav Chama, Rav Chanina. Tsar Gadol Hayra de Moshe B'davar Hazeh. That Moshe had Tsar Gadol, great deal of Tsar. Why? With this matter. Kach hu kvoido sh'aron achi. Because he felt bad for his brother. This is such an insult to the covenant of my brother, Aaron. Leos royas and the goyim. Because in order to see the goyim, the person has a nega on his back. He has to take off his shirt. And Aaron has to look at his back, his skin, and his chest, his legs, his arms, whatever part of the body that the tsaras is. It's a bizayim. And he has to go ahead and royas and the goyim. So Amr Al Kosh Baruch Hu. So Kosh Baruch Hu said, "What are you complaining? You're right. It's Tsar Gadol. It's a bizayim. But there's other advantages of being a kohen. You get 24 mountainous kuna. The mitla amre, the world says, to ocho bahade kuna." Person who eats kula, he'll get hit with the kila. Okay, the three pshatim here, what it means. The truth is there are different shmuzim, depending on the pshat. So for the sake of simplicity and the shmuz, first shmuz, we'll do the marzuz pshat. The marzuz says as follows. It means, and you look at the last line, Papirish Mashikosa the Matnas Kuhuna, he quotes the Matnas Kuhuna, the Sabiv Hadeko Yesh Sikim Sitsitsim Vikosim. In other words, it's a type of tree which has a very nice fruit, very tasty, but it has thorns, like a sabra fruit, so to speak. So if you want to go ahead and eat that fruit, you want that tasty fruit, you have to be prepared to get the thorns. If you want roses, you gotta get the thorns. You know, but that's how roses grow. So if you don't take roses, you want roses, you gotta be prepared for the fact that you might poke yourself on a thorn and you cut the roses. If you want to get sabra fruit, which comes with thorns, so you're gonna get thorns. So likewise here, Aaron, you want the fruit, you want the Esther of Arba mountainous kuna, so you have to come with the thorns of the bezite. That's the medrash. Okay, so I want to say two, I admit that they're unrelated points. The first point is, we know Moshe anamiko adam. What is Moshe sealed Tsar Gadol? Tsar Gadol doesn't just mean a little tsar. Tsar Gadol means he has tremendous tsar. What's a tremendous tsar? Oy, my poor brother. I don't know. I don't know if there's any skin doctor who walks around feeling, oh, my poor me. I have to look at people's chests. Oy, I feel so terrible. I'm humiliated. I look all day long at people's skin. Oy, such a bizayin. You know, if a person, you know, someone's mother whose son becomes a skin doctor. Oh, my poor son. I feel sorry, God. I feel so bad for him. I think they're very thrilled. Even if he's looking at not, you know, even a urologist, whatever it is. Plus your job. You know, is it, you know, the, you know, you, well, why all of a sudden Why does Moshe feel tzar gadol for Aaron? What's the big deal? So the person, Aaron has to look at the person. He's looking as a doctor, so to speak, as a rabbi doctor, and to see on the tzaras. He's not even touching him, not even feeling him, just looking at the tzaras, at the wound on his body. So what's a tzar gadol? That's such a terrible thing. And if it is such a terrible thing, so then why don't people today feel it? You know, then I don't think there's any skin doctor who walks around feeling tzar gadol. I do not believe. So I assume the pshat is that Moshe would always cared about Aaron's covid. But it's not the covid. There's a different, because the problem is a different definition of covid. We worry about COVID. Our definition of COVID is, what will people think of me? Are people going to respect me? People going to look down on me? That's COVID. If people respect me, then I got COVID. People look down on me, then I don't have COVID. So a skin doctor makes a lot of money. Oh, people respect me. I have COVID. But Moshe is not, no one is looking down on Aaron, I don't believe, because he does his job. Because Baruch Hu gives Aaron the job because Aaron is a Kohen Gadol. I do not believe that the problem was that now people are not going to respect Aaron as much as they used to. I doubt very much that that's shot here. It's Mineyu Bey. It's intrinsic. It's not, COVID is not Nogea what the other person thinks about me. There's COVID Atzmi. Person that I have to look at something. No one's going to make fun of me for it. Obviously, I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm doing avodas hakodesh. I'm doing a tremendous thing. I'm curing the person. But that I have to look at somebody's body not covered, that's a personal insult to my godless. And surely, if I myself, I'm the guy that's body's not covered. It's such a, you know, a guy walks around in the dormitory or something, and he's not completely dressed, he should feel embarrassed. Not because people are looking down on him. It's covered atzmi. There's a certain, it's sneez, that's the definition of sneez. I heard in Rashiva used to say, sneez is not because it's for the other person. Sneez is really for yourself. Even a woman, which is the idea, the real as far as sneez is self-respect. Person, so when a person's body is not covered, it's a lack of self-respect. It takes away from my godless Adam. I'm walking around with my shirt off, like I'm a behemoth. It's not respectful. And when other people have to see me that way, it's disrespectful for them. It's like they're in a zoo. Right? It's disrespectful. So the Moshe felt tzar gadol, again, for the lack of covet for Aaron, because Aaron is losing in some of his inherent covet atzmi. I saw this in a sefer. We say in the Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh, the Mishaber for Rosh Chodesh. We ask for a Chodesh show covet, Osher covet. So how can we ask for covet? We're supposed to be bereach when that covet. So one of the Mephoreshim with a Talmid of Yonis and Aipshe, he said, covet here means covet atzmi. Covet from other people we're not interested in. That's false covet, because who cares what other people say? But the truth comes. But a person should have self-respect in himself. That's very important. So Chaim Shal Osher v'Covet. Okay, Osher is a different story what that means too, to talk about. But Chaim Shal Osher v'Covet, the covet means I should feel covet about myself. I should respect myself. I should be maksha myself. That gives me happiness. So Moshe felt tzar gadol because this was pogeya in Aaron's covet. Covet atzmi. Okay, that was the first point, which was not my main point, but I think that's shot. Okay. My main passion was as follows. So Moshe has this complaint. He feels tzar gadol. Tzar gadol because he feels that this is going to hurt Aaron tremendously. So what does Hashem answer him? Look, he's getting the 24 mountainous kuna. A guy who gets roses, he gets thorns. That's just the way it is. So I don't understand. That would be, if I'm talking to someone else, then you could say that. But Moshe is talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making the jab. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Aaron the Mount Niskuna. He doesn't have to give Aaron this job. So why can't they have Tzar Gadol? Hashem, I don't understand what you're doing. You know, you gave very nice. You gave Aaron 24 Mount Niskuna. Thank you very much. But you didn't have to give this. What did you give me this for? Well, I have Tzar Gadol. Well, you're getting the 24 Mount Niskuna. Well, so what? So what? Ain't no chinami. For that, I'm thankful. And for this, I'm upset. Why did you go ahead and throw this in? I have such a beautiful package, everything great, and then you throw something in that's bad. Okay? So I feel bad. Aaron has to suffer. I say, well, don't. Okay, I'm thankful for the good and upset about the bad. Roses. I can't have a taina on the florist that he gives me a rose that comes with a thorn, because he says that's how the roses grow. They don't grow that way, but okay. But that's how roses used to grow. You want to get a rose in a florist, you got to get a thorn. But I can have a kash on a kosh baruch hu, when you made roses, such a beautiful thing. Why'd you put the thorns on the roses? We don't need that. What'd you do that for? If I grow roses, and then I'm upset when I go to Sparkle. This is my parnas. I grow roses. I live on roses. What are these thorns there for? Who needs them? So what kind of answer? Well, you're benefiting from the mountainous kuna. Ain't looking at me, but why does that stop me from having Tzar Gadol for the chisaron, which all of a sudden came about, which I wasn't expecting? So I think that there's a very, very, very big insight here. And the truth is, Rav Simcha Zissou, the Chokhmah Musar, that's the out there, Sabaka's Rebbe, out there from Kelm, says this in some number of places, that the rule is that there's certain laws of nature. Moshe can't be upset if you're going again, if Hashem is working within laws of nature. Moshe's not going to expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go against the laws of nature. There's a law of nature. If you want a bracha, it comes with a klala. That's it. And the Simcha Zissou says that also. He says, in this world, there's nothing in this world that's only good. You wanna be rich? Marba Nechasim, Marba Daiga. Now you might decide it's worth it. Okay? Might be decided it's worth it. I'm ready to be rich. But you should know, it doesn't come without any price. There's a price. Marba Nechasim, Marba Daiga. Rav Simcha Zissou said it's the same in Ruchnius. The same. You want to learn Iyun, it's Gevaldik, but then you're going to suffer in Bekiyas. You want to learn Bekiyas, you're going to suffer in Iyun. You want to emphasize this Midah, you want to work on your hearing, then your eyesight's not going to be as good. You work on your eyes, you emphasize one thing. The other thing is demoted. You want to marry a certain type of girl, this Midah she's going to have comes with a price. You want to marry a different girl, comes with a different price. There's everything in life comes with a price. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying. I gave you 24 mountainous kuna. There's a price. You can't get 24 mountainous kuna without any negative. It doesn't happen. It's against the laws of nature. So you have to decide. You want the mountainous kuna? You want the mountainous kuna. But then you got to go ahead and get this negative. But you're right, Moshe. It's a very big negative. Tzar Gadol. And you feel that Tzar Gadol for Aaron, it's a big negative. But there's a big positive, mountainous kuna. It's your choice. You can turn down the mountainous kuna, and then you won't get this negative. But if you want the mountainous kuna, then you gotta go ahead and pay the price. I once heard from Rav Zuckerman, he quoted, it's not exactly the same, but he quoted it from the Kotzker. He says in the Aseret HaDibros, Kotzker was one of the great Hasidic Rebbe. He says that we say, Lo sachno eshet reyecha, The Avdo, the Amoso, the Shara, the Chamoro, the Chol Asher Reyecha. So the simple pshat, obviously, is that the Pasuk saying you shouldn't be jealous of your friend who has his wife, his Eved, or his Shore, or jealous of anything else that your friend has that you would like to have. But he said that the Kotzker said it means like this, because you should know that if you're going to take one thing of your friend, you got to take everything else with it. It's not the chol asher reyecha. You can't just take out the good. Your friend has this one thing that's so good. He has a beautiful house. He has a beautiful wife. He has a beautiful car. Oh, I wish I had that. Excuse me. You can't separate it. That house came with a price. If you're going to take that house, you should realize it's chol asher reyecha. You got to take with that all his tzaris. Now, maybe when you realize that there's a price for that, then maybe you're not going to be so wanted so much anymore. Maybe for him it was good according to his personality. Hashem makes each person what he can handle. He was able to handle that tzara. It could be you can't handle that tzara. So that maida, you know, that maida that's coming, which comes with a certain chisaron, it's very likely that was tailor-made for him, that he can handle the chisaron with his personality, and therefore he can get the maida and the chisaron. But if you, oh, I wish I had it. No, you don't. Because if you had it, you wouldn't be able to handle the chol asher reyecha, because it comes together. It's the same you say that good things come, you have to be. So therefore, it means as follows. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is one, what the Kotzker is saying is when people are jealous, we're jealous of other people, we're jealous of one thing, but we're not jealous of the other person's totality of life, because we don't know what's in his totality of life. We don't know what he's, people, no one tells publicly his problems. Everyone's, people cover up their problems. People are embarrassed of their problems. So I see this guy is, everything is so good, that doesn't mean what the problems are. So first of all, don't be so jealous, because it could be that maida in Shemayim, we don't necessarily know why they're connected, but in Shemayim they're connected. So that maida comes with a certain chisaron, and you don't want that chisaron. You might even be, if it was given a choice, you might be ready to give up the maida so I shouldn't get the chisaron. So don't be so jealous. That's one nafkamina. That was what the Kotzker was saying. But the second nafkamina is, I think, it's more in ourselves, it's as far as simchas achayim, that when a person does have a problem happen to him, you're supposed to hear that it's not in isolation. It's the problem is bringing, it's the price that you have to pay for who knows what kind of bracha. Now the minig, it is, I don't know if it's still the minig, but definitely when I grew up, the minig is, if something would break, you would say mazel tov, right? That's pshat the minig, right? I know, that's still the minig, right? That, you know, what's pshat? Because in order to get the mazel tov, you need something to break. That's the teva ha'olam. You can't have a chasana without a glass breaking. Can't have, so if something broke, okay. So now we paid the price. You know, I heard from one gadol. He said that the Shoah was obviously terrible, terrible, terrible. But it brought the fact that they went back to Eretz Yisrael. It brought there's more Torah in the world today than ever before. You know, Be'ez Hashem is going to bring the Yikvah, the Mashiach, and the Mashiach. So we don't know. We're not one to judge what's good, what's not good. But the realization that tzaras are not just in a vacuum. It's not, oy vey, I have a tzara, oy vey, I got a headache. There's the tzara, it comes with, we want brachas, and we're misbado for brachas, and we're asking Hashem to give us brachas. But we have to know that those brachas come with a certain price. That's teva oidam. So when we're asking Hashem, give us bracha X, we have to hear that what we're really asking, give us bracha X, even though bracha X means not the tzara of Y, because they're inseparable. You can't have bracha X without the tzara of Y. Rav Simcha Zizl says that's the teva of this world. Every bracha brings us with a certain klala. So we're davening so much. That's what we're davening for. Bring us to give us a bracha X with the klala of Y, which I understand is a slight klala, but the bracha X is more greater, and I want the bracha of X half al pikein. So then when that klala Y comes, we have to be mekabel et besimcha, because we have to hear that this is the price that I pay. Baruch Hashem, my life is so full of brachas. I have so many brachas, and it's very likely, I don't know exactly, but it's very likely that this klala, this problem, this sickness, this chisaron, is the price that I'm paying in order to get the brachas. Just like Aaron, he couldn't get the chav tav in Matnas Kuna without getting this chisaron, which was apparently some kind of tzar gadol. So we too, we have to realize it's like, you know, the marbin achas and marbin daiga, which applies to everything. It applies in ruchnius too. That a marbin nechassim in ruchnius is also marbin daigas and more problems. So whatever bracha, if chas v'shalom or something that seems to hurt us, makes us unhappy, at least to help mikabo at a certain level of simcha, which in itself is a very high madrega, brought down in the svarim, is a very big mitzvah to mikabo yisurim b'simcha. So one of the things that we can tell ourselves is that this is the price that I'm paying for all the brachas that I have, and therefore Baruch Hashem, I'm having this tzara because this is helping me to get the brachas that I so much want.
Was Rabbi not trying to say that the higher level?
I didn't say.